Happy Easter, everyone. It's Father Jim. It's Monday, Easter week. We celebrated Easter yesterday and continue celebrating until next Sunday. It's a whole week's feast. We're going to hear next Sunday how the doors of the upper room were shut. I don't know whether they put paper in the keyholes to keep out the draft, but definitely they'd gone into a prison, the apostles. And our Lord managed to get through the doors. Sometimes we hide from God. Adam hid in the bushes, and the Lord had to sniff around in the undergrowth to try and find him. And we hide from the Lord, but the hound of heaven will always find us somehow. And when he appeared, his first words were peace, greeting. And in prayer, even though we try and hide from the Lord, he somehow gets close to us, nuzzles up to us, and wants to greet us. Hail, Jim. And then he breathed on them. There's nothing to suggest that our Lord was a heavy breather. Went round the room saying, ha, ha to you and ha to you. When you're breathing on somebody, it means you're pretty close. If that isn't a kiss, I don't know what is. He kissed them better and said, receive the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is God's kiss. The embrace of the Father and the Son that's been sent to embrace us too, so that we join in the divine family as adopted sons and daughters in whom the Father's well pleased. And then it was obvious they'd been forgiven for denying him or betraying him or running away and not standing by him at his hour of need. And then he asked his apostles to forgive others in his name, to be forgivers. Now, I know we have the sacrament of reconciliation, but all of us have the power to forgive. And in the Our Father, we pray that we may forgive others to the extent we have been forgiven. And those who've needed most forgiveness are best at forgiving because they're experts at it. The more forgiveness we've received, the more forgiveness we have to give. I remember our Lord's story about the man who was owed an awful lot by one of his workers, and he wouldn't let him off. And his fellow workers were very angry because the master had been forgiven everything. He went and throttled those who owed him something. It is a most wonderful thing, A, to be forgiven, and a most wonderful thing to forgive. And it must give our Lord enormous joy if we're open to allow him to forgive us. It means the Lord is at his best. That is his name, the one who saves from sins, the one who has the power to forgive. And if we allow him to forgive us, we've made his day. And then, having been forgiven everything, he asks us all to get rid of resentments, to let past things be past as far as we can, and not to carry around hatred and resentments. And then when we appear to people, we also will be able to say shalom, peace. We'll also be able to kiss them better too, because we have been kissed better as well. Happy Easter. Amen.